a mobile game that's called Love in Deep Space, and you date five beautiful men. They are gorgeous. They're fully 3D, so like they're pretty much almost real. And they are voice acted, and they have beautiful voices that are just very addicting to listen to. And I've spent almost $2,000 on this game.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Delulu Canoe Podcast.
Woohoo!
We are here in the canoe going up the stream. I'm excited today. I'm energized today. But before I talk about myself, I want to introduce my co-host for the day, Cosmo from the Cosmo Network.
Hi, everybody. Hi there.
Hi, how are you doing today?
I'm actually doing good.
Yeah.
You know, despite the fact it's a Wednesday and it seems like all technology doesn't want to really want to work, but other than that, I'm doing really good.
Dude, what is going on today with like oh gosh, I don't want to get into too
Yeah,
much of a
yeah,
rant,
yeah.
but like I had a scheduled ice skating session this morning and the rink just totally was like, "Nah, you can't skate for an hour." And I'm like, "What?" And then I had to come get you. It's just it's
Yeah.
been a day.
Yeah, the Lyft app was not working. I put my address in, it's like searching, and then boop, app turns off.
Like, what do we do?
I'm like, what the heck? And I did it three times, turns off, deleted it. It's, you know what?
Are we in the retrograde, the micrograde, the Gatorade? Is that a thing
I
right
think
now?
we're in the Gatorade Metro Microwave Mercury Russian thing. I don't know what it is.
Sure.
Yeah.
We're gonna have a good time today
Yes.
because it's not only us in the canoe and we are learning the word micrograde, retrograde, Gatorade. But we actually have a really amazing guest joining us today. A guest? Oh my gosh, why am I talking weird?
It's a
And I have
Wednesday.
been looking forward to this interview for a very long time because this person prioritizes content like I do. She's a very hard worker, content creator, cosplayer, and just kind of a quirky personality girl, which I love. We have joining us today Stella Chu.
Hi, I'm Stella Chu. Thank you for
Yeah.
having
Did I
me.
say your last name
Yeah,
properly?
Stella Chu.
Good. Okay. I wasn't quite sure. I was looking on your socials just to like make sure I didn't fumble the name. And I was like, I don't see it anywhere. So I'm just going to assume it's how it's read.
Yeah, Stella
Yeah.
Chu with like five U's or two U's, depending on the social media.
Oh,
Because
okay.
there's like a couple of other Stella Chus in the world, and one of them is a doctor, and I feel so bad for her.
Oh.
When I rose to prominence, she had to make her profile private.
Oh,
Apologies to her.
no. And she probably likes the attention a little bit. She's like, look at these people in my DMs. Wait.
Wait, they're not asking for advice about
Wait.
doctor stuff.
Oof. Yeah. Man, that's a good accomplishment though. Like that you have the same name as a doctor. Like that's kind of fun to say.
Yeah.
I feel like everybody just steals my name and then tries to make money off my face. Like that's as interesting as it gets for me.
Yeah, you know what? As if they make money off your face, that means you're making enough money off your own face.
That's a really positive way of looking at that. You seem to be
Dumb's
like
economics and business.
Yeah. You seem to be like a very positive person from what I see on social media. Like you're very
Aw.
goofy, very like down to earth.
Aw, thanks. Yeah, I try to be.
I've been stalking you for a while.
I appreciate
We both were at the
that.
Borderlands event and I was like, hang on, this person, like I don't think I really knew you before that, to be honest. And
Yeah.
then I saw like how engaged you were with content creation and like speaking to the other creators, and it was refreshing to see somebody speak to everyone as peers. I
Oh,
think
yeah.
sometimes content creators get a little like bossy. And it was so nice to see you like just being vocal and like having all these great ideas. And I'm like, who is this girl?
Yeah,
Yeah.
I really want. Okay, so my mantra has always been rising tides raise all ships
Me
since the
too.
beginning. I'm never like, hey, I should be the main character. I'm like, what if all of us are main characters and we supported each other? Like, what if this is our power fantasy and we're all power fantasy people? Let's go. So that's kind of just been the way I approach everything, because I've also seen people who don't do that and they have no friends and they're alone, and I don't want to be like that ever. Never,
Yeah.
never, never.
Yeah, and it's tough out here in LA because I feel like there's a lot of the main character energy, but I think it's allowed in certain circumstances, but you have to be able to turn it off and let like somebody else have their moment, you
Yeah,
know?
and I like collecting friends who also have that kind of mentality of like, oh, let's all work together, because then when we bring in someone new who's like hasn't really quite developed what they what kind of person they want to be. We like influence them literally mm-hmm. to become like more open-minded and more like helping out the team together and not just like the one who's like being served all the time. Yep. So
yeah it's important to be well-rounded in that aspect, especially with like so much content. Like everybody wants to be a YouTuber, everybody wants to be a content creator now, and I don't know, I feel like I'm getting inundated with tons of people creating shock value content, just trying to do anything for views.
I'm and so
it's
sick of that.
Yeah, it's exhausting. It's like I don't go to social media to watch someone like take a bat to their Tesla. Mm-hmm. Like that's just not interesting to me anymore.
Unless Elon's in Tesla.
Oh no.
Yeah, I agree. I prefer like wholesome content.
Yeah.
Very like happy content and mm-hmm. stuff that isn't just like, have you seen what she did? Yeah. Oh my God. Let's all talk about this drama. I'm like, no, I don't want to. I want to talk about positive things. I want to talk about
educational content's fun.
Yeah. Actually, recently I realized my favorite kind of content is like not content creator content. And it's just like people being normal people, like someone filming their cat, you know, or doing a silly thing in their car because they had a bad day at work. Like those are like the kinds of content I love to consume. But as soon as it's like, I'm a content creator, I'm like, scroll past. Which sucks because those people are my coworkers and my peers. But, you know, you don't want to relax and do your job at the same time.
Yeah, that's a hard divide when it's like, am I scrolling for entertainment right now? Or am I scrolling because I feel like I have nothing better to do? Or am I scrolling because I need, like, inspiration? And I've had to stop doing that because it doesn't ever lead to inspiration. It leads to, like, comparison. And I'm like, ooh, I gotta take a break and get off this app.
Yeah, it helps me. It helps a lot that the algorithm now, like, on most apps, just serve you what they think that you like. Mm-hmm. So literally all of the content I'm being served is just, like, really funny, like, Jet2 Airways moments.
Yes!
Seriously, like, everything's just, like, this is not a content creator who filmed this. This is, like, a normal thing that happened to normal people, and I love that.
Mm-hmm. We actually did a, like, Jet2 holiday because one of our friends lost her nail.
That video.
Yes, yes.
That was really cute.
We were trying to do, like, a group collab thing, and it was, like, we're gonna get together, we're gonna do our Nintendo Wars cosplay, and Jacqueline lost her nail, and she was, like, hang on, everybody. I lost my nail, and everyone started looking for it. And I was like, this is this moment. I'm gonna grab this. And
I'm helping by recording it.
I was like, I'm helping by making this a moment that we will laugh at later.
Yeah. Did you guys end up finding the nail?
Nope. We found two other people's nails though.
Dude, that always happens. What the hell?
Wow.
Yeah.
I was at a studio and I'm like, oh my God, my nail popped off and everyone's looking for it. And they're like, I found it. And it was not.
Like
nowhere
color,
near.
Different shape.
Completely different shape. Completely. And I was like, what the hell? Where did that come from? They're like, I found another one. It wasn't mine either. It just keeps happening. Also, by the way, these are brand new press-on nails as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're so cute. Pretty. I like them. If you can zoom in, I like them so much because it looks like someone came on my nails.
Oh.
Nice.
Okay, spicy. Let's go. I like the new dresser too. So pretty.
Yeah. You know, you want to make it sparkle.
Yeah. Do you, like, are you able to, like, use your phone?
No, I am very, very feeble when I have nails.
Yeah,
very feeble.
That coffin cut is hard.
This one is the freaking stiletto style.
Yeah.
The best one is almond because mm-hmm. you can actually do things with it, but this one is stiletto and I can't do anything. But yeah, coffin, impossible.
Yeah. I did coffin for San Diego last year because I had Charlie was a cosplay I was doing, and then what was another one? I was wearing an outfit that had to be kind of like a black nail to kind of match everything. It's escaping me now. But I literally broke it on like the first day and I was like, good thing I did that. Good thing.
No one notices either.
It's great. Yeah, no one really notices. It's not that deep, but you're just like, because it was my
incomplete.
Actual nail.
Oh,
so I was
honey.
Like, in pain.
Yeah, I had to shift off of doing like nail appointments because they take like 3 or 4 hours.
Yes.
They cost like $200 mm-hmm. and press-ons can be as low as $10 if you know mm-hmm. where to shop for them.
Those stickers rock.
Yeah, where you stick it on your nail and then put it on.
Yeah, it was rock. Yeah. It was rock.
Glue is very damaging.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, like if you do the glue with the nail on top, like to me, I'm like, my poor nail underneath.
They grow back.
So they do. They do grow back. Mine grow exceptionally long. Like, I have a theory that, like, your hair either grows really long and really thick, or your nails do. Mm. Some women are very lucky and they get both. I could not grow hair for the life of me, but my nails grow like a weed. So my nails grow back very fast, but I'm also, like, very careful with them.
Mm-hmm. I really care about them so much. I just gotta take care of them.
Yeah. But anyways, everybody that comes on the show, I find, typically does, like, tons of podcasts. Like, they've been a guest on somebody else's. They own their own podcast. And the reason I started this show was because I would do countless podcasts every month, and I would be asked, like, the same 6 questions, mm-hmm. which I understand that, like, we don't have all the time in the world to do research on our guests. But I wanted to call this show Delulu Canoe to give the guests a chance to talk about things that they never get to talk about, or something that, like, really runs wild in their mind. And, like, on a normal show, no one would know that that's running wild through your mind.
Oh, my audience knows exactly what's running through my mind. And it's just horny thoughts.
Unhinged all horny the time. Thoughts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I love that.
Yeah.
But is there a couple thoughts that have been, like, running through your mind this week, or, like, in life in general? Like, anything that's just made you feel a little Delulu, whether it be good or bad?
I'm just horny for my characters that I like. I brought for the show and tell. Do I even need to explain what this is?
I think you should, because I don't know that my audience is really in on anime.
This is a mobile game that's called Love in Deep Space, mm-hmm. and you date 5 beautiful men. Oh. They are gorgeous. They're fully 3D, so, like, they're pretty much almost real. Mm-hmm. And they are voice acted, and they have beautiful voices that are just very addicting to listen to. And I've spent almost $2,000 on this game.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I'm a big fan.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, so I didn't know you were a mobile game girly.
Pretty much just for this game. Pretty much just for this game.
Game.
Yeah. I'm like a monogamous person for my 5 men. Yeah. So
for my 5 men.
I don't play any other dating apps because this one is literally the best one. In fact, in the first year they made $400 million worldwide. Just in the first year.
Wow.
It's been like a year and a half now.
That's amazing.
I can tell you exactly how many days it's been out because my app will actually tell me how many days I've been playing, and I've been playing since day one, and I haven't missed a single day.
Oh, my
gosh. When I say that you invited me correctly, this I'm the perfect guest for your podcast because I am very Delulu. You want to see my men?
I'm here for it. Oh, my God. Okay. Yeah,
they're real pretty.
Wow.
They're super pretty.
Okay.
The entire game looks like this. Like, it's just
that's beautiful.
Fully 3D. Okay, I'm going to load the game, and then you're going to see. And you're going to understand. And then maybe I'll indoctrinate you into this because I'm very evangelical about this game. And so is every other person who plays this game.
Evangelical?
Yes.
What does that mean?
It means that I want you to join my religion and pay your dues into the religion.
You're starting a cult. I love it.
I'm already part of the cult. I'm not saying that I'm an...
are you the leader?
Like, a leader. And I'm not a leader. I'm an acolyte. Like, I'm definitely a follower. I don't do the sermons, but I will bring you to the sermons. Anyway, so... Yeah, gorgeous. Absolutely
I'm
amazing.
I'm obsessed. This is amazing.
Oh, this game is just, it's got a chokehold on me.
All right, it's got music too?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. It's over for me.
Okay. Like, I know you have, like, some disposable income. I want you to spend it all on this game. Okay, let me show you my husband, as in one of my 5 boyfriends. Hold on. Okay, here we go. Let me make sure he's wearing appropriate clothes. Oh, my God, he looks so good. Okay. All right, so here is Silas. Oh, this is Silas. Actually, do you want me to put on the same outfit he's wearing here?
Sure.
Okay, because he chooses what he wears, but I have control over what he wears as well.
So for those of you that are listening on Apple or Spotify, you have to watch this YouTube video in order to see everything Stella's showing us.
Oh, my God, he looks so good.
This is your sign to come join us on YouTube.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I'm obsessed with the music. This is nice.
Pretty good, yeah.
It's, like, relaxing.
Yeah.
There's so much good music in here. Okay, so I'm going to have him wear this outfit. Or actually, you know what? Let's just have his shirt open.
Oh, yeah, love it. Match love your it. Little your okay, coaster so that you brought.
Here we
okay,
have.
Okay, let's go.
Silas. I want you to play with him. So press relax time and then choose whatever you want from that.
Okay. Relax time. Gift, hand, heart, head. What? Okay, I'm gonna. What does head mean? Are we getting like? Oh. Okay. Oh? I am surprised. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness. Right,
try hand next.
Try hand. Okay. Where is hand? There it is. Look at me waving. I'm like, hey. Oh. How much storage does this take up in your phone?
50 gigabytes. I hope you know. Yeah, I'm an alkalite. Okay, I know everything there is to know about this game.
My God, yeah. All right,
so that's Silas. That's our beautiful man, Silas. His voice, so deep, so delicious. Love him. Here's Zane. Oh, no, God. What is he wearing? Hold on. I have to change. Sorry, he's a cat boy right now.
I was going to say, like, wait, do they go, like, fully undressed?
Yeah. You want me to make him fully undressed?
Well, sure. We're here. Okay, why not?
But I am going to take off his ears and his tail. I don't know why he's wearing those. He likes to wear them a lot, actually, which is crazy.
I think this is my new favorite episode.
Okay. Here is Zane.
Oh!
He's in a bath towel. He's also your doctor, by the way. Also, he's like a very stoic, autistic-coded guy. He doesn't make eye contact, and he is very direct with you. Okay. Extremely direct, and I love that.
Mm.
He was my favorite until Silas came out. But
So they give you more guys as they... Okay.
Yeah. So
do you have to earn them by, like, checking in every day?
So, no. They give you everything already.
Oh, okay.
What are you spending money on? You're spending money on...
It's nice to spend some quiet time with each other.
Anyway, you unlock memories with them, like dates. So, yes, you already have them and you can interact with them for free, but don't you want to go on that date with them that they just released last week? Do you want to learn about the lore that happened 2,000 years ago? Like, we'll sell it to you. You just have to roll for it.
Wow.
So, on average, it takes $100 to win the memory because it's a gotcha. Like, you can't just buy it outright.
Okay, you have to win it.
Yeah. All right, now
got
press palm.
So it's like gambling but for adults. Yeah. Even though gambling is for adults.
Yeah,
you said press palm. Okay,
where does it hurt?
Oh, is he gonna like fix me?
Your hand.
Or am I gonna fix him?
If you're going to do this, then you should do it correctly.
Oh. Oh, okay, green eyes. Oh.
Right? Do you get it now?
I think I have room on my backup phone.
Do you get it now?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's just like the basic interactivity with the characters, but I'm going to show you what the memories give you, okay?
Do they like sponsor you? Do they
really
notice
should.
You?
Does they really should. You? I've DM'd them. I've put my friends into the cosplays for this.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you've seen it.
Yeah.
I put Baby No Money.
I saw.
I put Justin Han, Anthony Chen, Tuanto, and Knight. They are huge in their own niches, and they were like, what is Love in Deep Space?
I'm like, I've got you.
You and your primarily female audience is going to very much enjoy this.
Yes, you were about to monetize.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. That's
amazing. This is an example of a memory.
Okay.
And I'm going to let you just play.
Okay.
I'm
okay.
Just going to let you play. We're gonna watch you play this.
So he... Looks like he's got his hands tied behind his back.
That's right.
And there's like a bubble, like a question bubble. Oh, okay. Oh, and he's got a collar on, so I'm pulling him by the collar.
It's like 50 Shades of Kink.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You came to me and asked me if I wanted to be on a Delulu podcast. Oh, you don't even know.
Okay, he looks like he's enjoying this.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Look at that. I'm really good at reading body language. I don't know if you can tell.
Perhaps I'm excited and looking forward to it.
Oh my
God.
The
voice acting.
He sounds like one of the characters from this book that I'm like listening to.
Oh yeah,
which
is it
one?
A spicy
Fourth Wing? Fourth Wing, like Zayden.
Oh, I love Zayden. Fourth Wing.
He sounds like Zayden.
He does.
Zayden Ryerson.
Yeah.
Oh, we got a whip going on here.
Oh my God.
Oh, that was... Yeah, that was not the
totally,
move.
Totally sounds like him.
It really does.
Voice. I can't with his voice.
Oh,
so
I have to push up. Okay.
Also, he's a mafia lord. That's some lore about him.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he's also a dragon. Because he's going to be dragging his nuts across my face.
Ooh. I don't know. He seems kind of like annoyed. But I like it. Oh, look at my boot. Okay, I've got like a boot going on here.
So he's a very willing bottom. Not really a bottom. How do I say this? He's a very willing sub, but he's definitely a top. Yes. Yes.
Okay, okay. Look at that boot. Let's go. I think the heavy breathing gets me a little bit. It makes me giggle. Like the anime, like, you know?
You should do that for your next episode. Hi, welcome back to the Jalulu Canoe
Yes.
Podcast.
Exactly. Raise the stakes. I will. It's really beautiful, though. Like, just, like, taking in, like, they really thought about, like, the colors and the choices that they made in this. So it's not just, like, guy tied up, like, boring basic. Like, they
you
really
can tell
you...
women wrote this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, so, move behind him.
Is it just guys?
Five guys.
Just five guys?
Yeah.
They don't have a female version?
Not really. I mean, guys get so many hentai games.
Yeah.
There's hentai games? Hey, I'm lost in that world, all right? I am very lost in that world.
Oh. How?
I know about tentacle porn, but that's about it.
Dude, there's so many hentai games. Literally, Steam had to ban them because they became such a problem.
Wow.
They took over the entire Steam library. Nintendo, like, their game library also had a bunch of hentai games. I don't know why they have them on there. It's Nintendo's for kids, but yeah.
What?
With women, we have maybe two games that are about dating guys, and that's, like, the whole focus, right? Men have thousands.
Yeah.
We have thousands. So we deserve this. And we deserve the best. Because we're not just going to do, like, a fucking PNG character and use our imagination. No, we deserve this, okay?
Yeah, something a little bit more thought out. Something, like, very woman-coded. Because I feel like you can always tell when it's written by a man.
Yes.
Or when it's, like, the idea came from a man. And, like, it's not to put all men down. Like, it's just women... appreciate the details.
We need the details in order. We need you to build us a picture when we role play. Am I a princess? Are you the stable boy? Okay, then tell me what are you wearing? And do you smell like a stable? Like, I don't think that's pretty cute. How did you get up to my second story window? My father is around the corner. He would have, you know, the knights are all, you need to paint me a picture of how you climbed up the side of the wall before anything happens. And why are you with me? Like, why are you interested in me? Did I let you know? Did you give me a rose when I was in the garden? Did you pick up my handkerchief? I need you to paint a picture.
It's perfect. See, I come over to your house, right? And I give your father a beer that has something in it that makes him knock out. And then I just go up the stairs and knock down your door and just like, are you ready?
And then I say, excuse me, who are you?
Cosmo from the Cosmo Network.
Yeah. You're like, I'm your dream man. That's amazing.
So yes, this game. Amazing.
How many hours do you play? Would you guess?
I wouldn't say at least 2 hours a day, at the very least. Because I'm just so busy. There's so much to this game. Every 2 weeks they release brand new content.
Every 2 weeks?
Yes, they fucking put so much money into this game.
That's amazing.
Hold on, no. This is not Stella Chu podcast. This is a Love in Deep Space podcast. Like, forget about me, you guys. Forget about me. The game was so successful in China for their big version of like Anime Expo or whatever.
Yeah.
They put on this incredibly huge display for the wedding event that had happened in the game. In the game, you have wedding event and you like marry all of your boys. Each one gets their own scene and stuff like that.
Wow.
And so they built all of the sets in this huge convention center. And then they hired all of these models to come be the characters. And they look so similar. It's crazy.
Oh.
You run up to them. You line up for like 6 hours and you run up to them and you get to do whatever you want because they, yeah. So like this girl going up to him, she's recording.
Yeah.
So POV, you're about to get married to Zane.
I feel like this song might get copyright claimed.
We can shut it down.
I was gonna say, what we could do, Chompy, is send that to me and I'll download it.
So, and then scroll up because I have all these saved.
Oh, look at his little face with his eyes.
Yeah, he kisses your hand.
Oh.
They, like, did such a good job casting.
The details. Like, he's standing on, like, a stage that is, like, very... It gives, like, kind of Elsa, but a little bit more, like, elegant and mature.
He is Elsa! Oh, my God. Okay, hold on. He is Elsa. He's trapped in a castle, and he has ice powers.
I'm perceptive. What can I say? And then, like, oh, my gosh. And their costumes that they're wearing, too. Like, the suits are, like, very well
They spent a lot of money on this.
Detailed.
Yeah.
Did they charge for you to, like, walk up and do?
No, this is just an event that you can have.
Oh, my God, he helps her up with his hand.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, I wish I had the clip show. Let me see if I can find it. There's a clip of the whole entire display that's, like, absolutely insane. Let me see if I can find it. Because I saved it. Because, you know, me and my DeLulu.
You're like,
my crazy DeLulu.
But you weren't there.
I wasn't there. I wasn't in China. I'm really sad about that.
So we need to, like, DeLulu fans, we need to, like, band together to get Stella.
Stella, send her to China.
Like, a promotional post, a, like, a sponsorship. Like, oh, they got to notice
God.
You.
Oh, my God. I've done so much for them. I have literally done so much for them. I do so much Love and Deep Space content because I seriously am obsessed with this game. And I love them so very, very much. Let me see if I can find, like, just how big the displays were because they, like, blew my mind. Ugh. I scroll a lot of TikTok. Hold on.
You can just tell that they love their fans.
Yeah.
Like, they, like, blood, sweat, and tears for the fans, for the audience. Oh, my God. Okay, again, you'll have to send me this one. So it's literally, like, the sets aren't just, like, small little backdrops. They're, like, literal stages.
Mm-hmm. Jesus.
Stages with stairs, glass-stained windows.
It's like the Oscars or something.
My God.
Or like a damn musical play in Broadway.
So, also, the models had to, they only hired, like, one model per character. They didn't hire, like, in Disney where they have, like, multiple models. So these guys would do that job 10 hours a day, sometimes 16 hours a day. And there was no AC in the place because, like, I don't know. Yeah. So some of them were, like, fainting from, like, how hot it was. And but they were continuing, like, they were so dedicated to make this happen because, like, all the girls love this game, like, deeply and truly. We are very DeLulu about this game. And they understood that. The boys understood, like, how much we cared about this game. And they worked so hard.
Wow. Yeah. I hope they got paid really well.
Oh, I bet you they did.
Those fans are more dedicated than Marvel Rivals or, like, Fortnite put together.
Crazy. This is, like, on another level. This is, like, K-pop band, stands. You know, that's how much we love this game.
K-pop is huge. I just recently got into Baby Metal.
Can't find me.
So they did a collaboration with Slaughter to Prevail.
Wow.
And I was like, Baby Metal and Slaughter to Prevail. This is going to be awesome. And it's a great song. And then, was that Demon Hunter? Or what's it called?
K-Pop Demon Hunter.
Mm-hmm. Everyone's been trying to get me to watch it.
You haven't watched it?
It's a quick watch.
It's an hour and a half. We can go watch it right now.
Honestly, you should do it for, I know you do fan film reactions.
Yeah.
But, like, film yourself watching it just for, like, a Patreon episode.
I'll see if I can get Vera and Jackie and I to watch it for one special Cosmo Network episode.
Honestly, you should because it's super cute. It's, like, the music in it is so addicting. The storyline's really great. There are a couple, like, plot holes, but, I mean, I was telling you earlier that, like, it was supposed to be a 3-hour-long movie.
Yeah, and they had to cut it down. I'm okay with that.
Netflix thought it wasn't going to be what it is, and I kind of love that they got proved wrong.
Yeah, it's literally the top movie of all time on Netflix. Like, not just anime movie, of all time. Yeah, they've gotten so many views off of it. The average person has watched it, like, 10 times.
I've watched it twice. Does it beat, like, Arcane in the ranking?
Yeah.
Because Arcane,
like,
rocks.
Blew it out of the water.
Wow.
It's only been out for a month and, like, a week.
Jeez. Okay.
That's insane.
Okay.
Huh. Mm-hmm. It's insane. It's crazy. It's done really good for me. I've grown like 100,000 followers something just on TikTok.
I know. I'm still waiting because, like, I'm not a crafter. I'm not good with fabric at all. So I'm still waiting on one of my friends to, like, make me one of the tops so that way I can quickly, like, throw it on and just do some, like, closet cosplay version of it. I missed the bandwagon. So I think, like, by now, if I did it, it wouldn't hit as hard, but, like, you were on it, so.
Yeah, I made the costume within 4 days.
That's wild.
I was obsessed. Guys, when I like things, I like them very, very deeply.
I do, too. Yeah. I had that same kind of feeling with Hazbin Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that to me was, like, oh, my God. Like, because all the musical legends in it, like, I'm trying to break into musical theater right now. It's hard, but like even one of my friends got an audition for that, and I was like, by next year, I hope that I have met all of the has-been cast or like the people that do castings, that I hope I get an audition.
Yeah, that'd be really cool.
You already met a few.
I know. I'm like on the way. I keep inviting them on the show, being like, yes, get in here.
We got Morgana sometime in the future soon, and then you met Dave. Not David.
Sam.
Sam, yeah. Mm-hmm.
The writer for all the songs. So
it's you're working on it. You're manifesting it.
Yeah, like honestly, it's about who you know, because a lot of the times people don't have time to like research and find new talent. They would rather just work with their friends.
Yeah.
You know, so that I've learned that like being in the industry for so many years, I've learned that that's like the best way to succeed. Unless you're like lightning in a bottle and anything you do, people will just like suddenly fall in love with. But if you are just a normal average person, you need to put in the work by building relationships and building good foundations and being a good person, because it just takes like one person to be like, wow, that girl's a bitch, for you to completely lose all your momentum.
Unless unless you have that certain quality about you that if someone is to talk crap behind your back, everybody else be like, well, if you talk crap, that means you're just jealous.
Because, I have seen that,
because people are just like, no, that's not her.
Yeah.
I mean, what is the saying? Like, people hate you if they ain't you.
Exactly.
You know?
They hate us because they ain't us.
But also, like, make them look silly when they say, like, bad stuff about you, you know? Like, because, I don't know, people always, like, have rumors and have drama, especially, like, in the cosplay community. But, like, I don't at all. Like, my whole circle is, like, super nice, and we all help each other out. But, I don't know. I think, like, if you're the bigger person, you're just nice to people just because, like, it's nice to be nice. Then, you know, even if people do say bad things about you, someone in that room will be like, actually, that's not true. Mm-hmm. So,
Someone once said, if like Cosmo hates you or mean to you, that means you absolutely deserved it.
That's what an old friend
said to me. I'm like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good way to be.
I don't play with a full deck. If it's something annoying, I will tell you.
Yeah.
I just don't like corners or babying it. So, just, you know.
Yeah, you're very honest. You're very blunt, which is why I love that. Like, you're gentle with me, though. Like, you definitely don't like go full blunt with me.
I'm gentle with everybody, but if it's a real annoyance or like it's something they constantly do and everyone talks about it behind that person's back, I'm like, why don't you just say it? Fuck it, I'll say it. So you know, bleep that up, Chumpy.
I'm not that way. Like, are you like blunt with people? Or are you a little bit more like? Like, you'll be a little bit kind with the...
Everyone calls me a mom or an aunt. I give off that kind of energy. Not like a nurturing mom. More like a tiger mom. So people in general treat me, I feel, in my opinion, differently than they treat other people because of the way that I treat them. And I'm very blunt, very direct. Mm-hmm. And I say how I feel and I expect everyone to say how they feel. And I communicate to them, like... In a way where it's like we understand how to communicate each other. There is no like, oh, did she mean this or did she mean that? Like, they know exactly what I mean and I know exactly what they mean. It really helps that everyone in this industry is neurodivergent. So it's like, say what you mean and then that's it. We're good. So like I've had a really good experience throughout my entire life of people just like understanding me because I am so direct.
Interesting. I actually had to look up what neurodivergent actually meant the other day because someone had asked me if I was. And I was like, I don't think I am. I know I have dyslexia and that's it. And they were like, that actually means you are neurodivergent. And I was like, oh.
Yeah.
So yeah, you're not wrong about that. That a lot of people in the community are.
Yeah. Anyone who wants to stand out, anyone who has main character energy are usually neurodivergent because we don't know how to like integrate into the group. And we think that by integrating, we have to make sure that we're like the center of attention because that's how we like meld with everyone, right? So like, you like that? I like it a lot too. I like it the most. You want to see how much I like it? Let me tell you, let me prove to you that I also like it a lot.
And let me show you my phone with all my hours.
And they're like, wow, we only like it a little bit, but you're really into it. I'm like, yeah, I wanted to prove that I was just one of you guys and I also liked it a lot too. Isn't that what we're supposed to be doing here?
or it's like you try to fit in, even though you have like so much energy. So you're like a bubble of energy ready to explode. Mm-hmm. You try to fit in, try to be normal, run their pace, and then all of a sudden it just gets carried away, and then boom, you explode, and you're like, oh my god! And they see your social media, and they're like, oh my god! So yeah.
Well, I noticed that like the cheerleader syndrome is not hot girl, popular girl goes to cheerlead, like join cheerleading. It's actually a lot of autistic girls who think that cheerleading is the way to make friends and that's what you're supposed to do as a girl. And so they join cheerleading and then they become the best cheerleader and they go to, and do state and they go into cheerleading competitions and they become the best cheerleader and they're like super athletic about it because they're neurodivergent. They didn't realize that that wasn't the goal. The goal wasn't to be good at cheerleading. The goal was to just be like a nonchalant hot girl and just like sit there and let other people tell you that you're a nonchalant hot girl. But they thought they had to be really good. The amount of people I've met.
Wow.
I'm not joking. This is, I think someone should do a study on this. The amount of cheerleaders I've met who were just girls who were extremely autistic who didn't realize that that's not how that works. They just saw the movies and they thought, that's what I'm supposed to do.
That's how you make friends.
I have to be popular. I have to be the hot girl. And then they went way too hard and they became really, really good at cheerleading.
They're like, well, now I'm the best cheerleader, but and I have friends. So I did it.
Yeah.
I put myself out there.
Yeah. The same thing can be said for cosplay. Like, oh, I can make friends in cosplay. So I'm going to be really, really good at cosplay. I'm the best at cosplay. I'm going to know how to put on makeup and make my own costumes. And then like they're, you know, $30,000 in the hole with crafting materials.
Yep. Credit card debt.
Woo! Just to make friends.
Woo! Yeah.
There is no such thing as, hi, how are you? It's, let me figure out exactly what you like, and then I'll like it too, and I'll like it better than anyone else, so I can prove that we can be friends together.
Mm-hmm. I think cosplay family reunions are the most expensive ones out there, because it's the cons. Most of the cons, the hotels, the food, and traveling, and the costumes. That's,
Well, I'm glad you said that because I definitely feel like I'm a little bit on the outside when it comes to the cosplay community. And I don't know if it's because a lot of the people and the cons I now go to regularly are all in California. And I'm originally from Minnesota, but like I did my first convention in Orlando when I worked for the Walt Disney World Company. And it was much easier for me to make friends in Orlando because we all would go to work every day and just be like, hi, oh, you're in Princess Fairy Tale Hall today? Oh man, I'm over here. Whereas like out here, I find like every time when I walk up to somebody who's at a convention and like I do my homework, like I look people up and not just for the podcast, but just in life because it's good to see who's out there. And I'll go up to them and be like, oh my gosh, I love your content. You're so funny. And 9 times out of 10, they'll like treat me like a fan instead of a peer. And then I end up like walking away being like, oh, okay, whatever. Like maybe in their eyes, I'll just be a fan. And usually by like day 2 or day 3, people then realize that like, oh, she's actually like cool. She's not like super weird.
I get that too.
Yeah.
Especially with the content creators I meet that I follow and been watching for years on YouTube. I meet them like, dude, I love your stuff. I start talking about their favorite episode. I'm like, crap, I'm like a fan, but I do the same thing. I'm coming off as a fan. And then later on, they're like, they see the stuff that I do. They're like, okay, he's not just like a psycho.
I get put in the psycho category too. And I think it's because sometimes I say things backwards. And they're like, oh, this girl's a little weird. And then by day 2, they're like, I watched all your stuff and you're so great. And I'm like, okay, we made it. So I'm not creepy and weird. But
It's a difficult way to navigate. And there's no right or wrong way to do it. Actually, there's a lot of wrong ways to do it. Yeah, there's like, you just kind of make it work for yourself.
Yeah.
I feel like I chose the pretty normal course of doing it. Like I haven't done it completely wrong where it's completely gone like backwards and sideways where I'm like, wow, I really messed that up. But yeah, it's interesting meeting other adults that love the same things as you do. Cause I like with the cheerleader thing you had mentioned, I feel like that ends up happening a lot too, where somebody like tries to like, oh, I love this fandom more than you. And I'm always just kind of like, or we could both just love it. You know, like I feel like that's my role as like cosplayers. I'm just like, are we all just like it?
Yeah.
All
right.
It's, yeah.
You know?
From my side, it's like, I need to prove that I like it just as much as you do, if not more, so that I will belong here with you, right next to you.
Yeah. You're not like fake fanned?
Yes.
Dude, when I first got into the cosplay community, I was part of a group called Mandalorian Mercs, and a lot of them like, he's not a nerd. He's not a fan. I'm like, I love Star Wars.
Yeah.
I mean, I know everything about the planet and the species, blah, 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 blah. I love the movies. And yeah, I was like, constantly had to like prove, like, this and that, and don't say Empire Strikes Back your favorite movie, like this and that. I'm like, oh my god, guys, relax.
It used to be like that.
It used to be.
Yeah, it used to really be like that, but like, because women have taken over the scene,
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
We have made it a lot more, like inviting and less like prove yourself and more like, oh my God, girl, let's go. Oh, wait, yeah. You don't know about it? Let me indoctrinate you.
Yeah. Do you feel that at all? That like it's, there's been a shift since like before the pandemic, maybe after the pandemic? Like, do you know when the shift happened?
I want to say the shift happened maybe like 2018 or so, because like prior to those, that era, because I started cosplaying in 2011. Mm. It was, oh my God, the amount of people who would be like, name all the Green Lanterns then.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? Like, or we can just enjoy these things and I can learn over time because I am in my early 20s and you're a 40-year-old man who is yelling at me. Mm-hmm. Shame on you. So we, because of the cosplay girl, like a lot of cosplay girls like came to prominence from 2009, 2011 until like, you know, whatever. So during that time, all of us, were able to change the narrative because we were sort of the ones who were so active in the community. We were making costumes pretty much 3 times a month, whereas these like men who were criticizing us were only really active once a year. And so we ended up drowning out their voices as they started to age out. And because we still had a lot of energy, we were able to change the narrative and made it a lot more welcoming. And then the pandemic made it extremely welcoming with the new wave of cosplayers from TikTok. And I think that that was the best thing that could have happened to cosplay. Instead of keeping it super niche and like closed off, it opened up and like it opened it up for so much more positivity. And yeah, there's a lot of negativity, but from being in this for so many years and seeing how negative it got back in the day, nowadays I'm like,
there was a trend of like your booth babe, that's all the other guys would ever see. It's like you're person in the booth dressing up as a character. Women can't cosplay. It's only us guys.
Yeah.
And then it goes to like G4 with Olivia Munn. Everybody harassing her is like, Olivia Munn is not a nerd. She's on a geek show. She shouldn't be on it. And then later on, you get like actual actresses like Katie Sackhoff and like other people that are actually nerds that are doing these projects on the big screen that is really nerd related. And I was like, yeah, women can be nerds too, and women can cosplay and they can love the stuff.
Yeah. And honestly, the fact that women were creating content faster than how men could create content was a huge like part of all of this, because if there was an overwhelming amount of men who were making content, then yeah, they drown out our voices. But because we were so consistent, so persistent, and we pushed past everything, we changed everything. We made the change that we wanted to see.
You know how you can tell they're superior? Women have 1,945 drafts in their TikToks, and us guys probably have 10.
Dude, you got to see Ashlyn Days. It's now a running joke between her and I. Every time I see her, I'm like, open up your TikTok. And I'll film it and be like, 897 drafts?
Why doesn't she post them?
She's a bit of a perfectionist. Whereas I have the opposite problem. I'm team good enough all the time.
Yes. I am team, if you're not making 3 TikToks a day, then you're not succeeding.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All
right. I mean, there are people who make something once a year, they pop off, amazing. Michael Reeves is the best example I can think of. He is one of those people who makes one YouTube video a year, it gets 12 million views on the first day, and he can just like chill, right? So he's the kind of guy who will turn a robot into a beer machine that pees the beer out into your cup, and it uses like location, like algorithms and stuff, and then you can see the cup and it'll pee into it. So he'll do something like that, or he'll get a fish to do the stock market for him. Or recently he just did a small video where every time he locks the door of his workshop, it'll send a DM to his girlfriend on Discord so that she knows that the door is locked. And so he'll go like this, and it just keeps going, da-ding, 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 da-ding. She's like, what the fuck? This is so petty. He's like, that's right, I'm the best boyfriend ever. Those are some examples of stuff that he does. He's freaking brilliant. Highly recommend following him and seeing what he does.
Wow. That's insane. I've never heard of him till today.
Yeah, he's great.
But that's how the community grows. Like, honestly, all it takes is like word of mouth, and like then you go and subscribe and you watch. And that's what y'all should be doing, by the way. Spread the word of mouth about Delulu Canoe. Yes, do it. Tell your friends.
Yeah.
We have so many amazing guests like coming up in the future. We also have a Patreon where that way you can kind of get to know our guests a little bit more. And then also you just get like a little bit of like a moment to ask questions that you normally wouldn't get to on the show. Mm-hmm. And it's just like fun. You get to be part of it. Like every time you guys are here monthly, it helps us build out our set more. We have some goals actually listed on the Patreon right now. We're going to get a new soundboard. So if you want to help us get a new soundboard, go subscribe. Our lowest tier is $5. Top tier is $50. So come join us in the canoe. We would love to have you. And Stella, where can everybody find you on social media?
I mean, I'm on everything as Stella Chu, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Xiaohongshu, like everywhere. So
let's go. Have fun. Let's go. And it's the same spelling for most of them?
Just look up Stella Chu and I guess you'll find me. But yes, yeah, there's sometimes it's 2 U's, sometimes it's 5 U's.
Make sure it's not the doctor. Yeah. Or maybe make sure it is the doctor.
Yeah, I'll follow a doctor and be like, are you Stella Chu?
We found you on Delulu Canoe. That would be so confusing.
I'm sure woman. She has to deal with that daily. I'm sure. And I feel so bad because I've been around for as long as she's been a doctor.
Oh, man. I feel like you need to meet. You got to do like a FaceTime. And I just
apologize to her profusely.
She's like, listen, I'm so sorry. We have the same name.
Yeah. And all of my stuff is like random ass comedy. So, yeah.
I bet she enjoys it. I bet she's scrolling like, heh.
I hope so. For that. I really hope so.
And also, thank you again so much, Cosmo, for joining us. Where can everybody find you?
You can find me on the Cosmo Network on YouTube. Shows like Jackie's Kitchen and, you know, Fan Film Reactions and the Cosmo Show. And also on Instagram on those things. So, yeah.
Yeah, go join all the things. And also, you can join me on Instagram, Dare Taylor Official. It's someone with the blue check mark. Don't fall for any other fake ones. Don't give people your money if you think it's me. Or, I mean, we'll go to other places to give me the money, but, like, don't give other people the money.
All right. Yeah, ask them to take a selfie with the time and date.
There you go. Yes. There you go. Do that.
Yes.
Thank you all so much for joining us. Join us on the Patreon. We will see you on over there. And if not, I hope you stay Delulu because it's the Salulu. Bye.